Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica, welcoming you to the best environmental radio program in the U.S. It's time now for the Green Living Show with landscape architect, arborist, columnist, author, and speaker, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. She's back in the country. Now we got to get her down here and get some new stuff recorded and get her on live to talk about some of the things that were going on down in her travels from about a year and a half now, Argentina, two locations, and a little bit of time in Nicaragua, and now Costa Rica, and then back. But continuing to be my announcer all the time. We've got a guest coming up. We're going to talk about the Savvy Rest mattress, as I told you. But first of all, I want to tell people this hour that may have a radio station they're listening to that didn't get the first hour about our guest the previous hour. It's a friend of mine, Judy Barrett. Judy has a new book that I want to tell you about real quickly. It's What Makes Heirloom Plants So Great, and it's an excellent book. It's by A&M Press and covers a lot of the kinds of plants and specific plants that I highly recommend. I think you'll enjoy her book, so check that out. You can hear the interview that'll be archived. All of the hours, all 5 hours of my show, Saturday and Sunday, are archived on dirtdoctor.com, and they'll be put up within a day, and you can hear them. And if you want to listen to the show live, any of the 5 hours of the show live, you can, because they're streamed live on dirtdoctor.com. So just wanted to give you that heads up. And now we're going to talk with Laura Wallace. Good morning, Laura. How are you today?
Good morning, Howard. I'm fine. I'm actually full of slippery elm and echinacea because I've been getting over a bug. So forgive me if my voice is a little froggy, but I'm actually feeling well. The sun is shining here in Virginia. I'm about 15 minutes from the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it's a gorgeous day.
Oh, that's great. How's the fall color starting to show there?
It's ridiculously beautiful. It's just absurd, and it just keeps doing it every year.
Well, you know, every year I talk to Judy, my wife, about going back to the Northeast and seeing that great fall color. One year we were in Boston, and we drove literally the whole state, and it was at peak, and it was the most beautiful thing in the world. I've got photographs of that trip, but it's all back in the days when I was using film.
Well, this time, come to the Mid-Atlantic. We're just opposite, just over the bump from the Shenandoah Valley, and the color isn't quite as dramatic as in New England, but we'll make it up to you Southern hospitality.
I need to do that. We need to plan on that every year because that's such a beautiful time of the year. We don't have much fall color here. Well, thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about something that is I'm very excited about because I have one. I have, through the years, my wife and I have tried every bed system, mattress system out there, and the very expensive ones, I mean the most expensive ones, down to the regular kinds of things. To be honest with you, I've never been very, very happy with what I've had until now.
You're not alone.
And I'm pretty impressed. It's called Savvy Rest. It's a mattress that is quite unusual. You, first of all, tell us how you are involved with the company, and then we'll talk about the product.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I'm the marketing director for Savvy Rest, and I also do business development. We have a network of independent stores, about 60 of them so far, around the country where people sell eco-oriented furnishings or green building supplies or gardening, whatever it might be. Anyone who's concerned with keeping indoor air quality clean and using natural and organic materials as much as possible in their lives, those are the kinds of folks who find Savvy Rest through an independent dealer or directly from SavvyRest.com.
Well, it's a very interesting system because the first time I saw it, I thought it was funny because I've had such disappointment to a degree with some of these other systems. And when I first saw it, I thought, well, that's just another, you know, one of those soft material type of things. I guess without bad mouthing the competition too much, and I don't care if we do or not, to be honest with you. There are some other soft material products out there that are not natural. Yours is. Let's talk about that issue first.
Well, I think the biggest thing that attracts people to Savvy Rest, the way I think of it, is a little green light bulb in their head goes on. One of the biggest concerns that led to the sort of inspiration behind using these materials in a mattress is that there are chemical flame retardants that are infused in most conventional mattresses because of the federal flame retardancy requirements. And we have found that if you use a sufficient, generous quantity of organic wool batting in the casing of the mattress, you can pass with flying colors the federal flame tests. But, of course, that's not the easiest way to make a mattress, and so most manufacturers don't go there. Chemicals are cheaper. Synthetics make maybe profits a little larger and things faster and simpler to churn out at great quantity. And we make each mattress for each individual sleeper. So the materials that we use and the way we've designed our mattress in layers that can be combined for different bodies is fairly unique. And we're pleased with it. And most of the time, I think the motivation is people begin to recognize that something about sleeping on a surface that smells like a shower curtain or new carpet, or they may be waking up with headaches because of different kinds of foam they're sleeping on. Once they recognize that there really is a question about the materials, that tends to start them hunting around to see if there are any alternatives. And
well, it's not just the flame retardants either. I think some beds actually put mold and mildew retardants, pesticides, in other words, into the products.
Right.
And there's none of that in any shape, form, or fashion in the Savvy Rest. Is
that
right?
That's correct. We use certified organic cotton and certified organic wool.
Which is a big deal. Nobody else really has certified organic materials, I don't think, do they?
No, they really don't. What people, or they may have one but not the both.
Right.
What happens is that the word organic is not really regulated very well.
Right, that's
so
true.
So if it sort of has natural aspects to it, you can go ahead and describe it as organic. But the only way you can actually make the claim, the purity claim that these materials are organic, is if they're certified, and that's according to the USDA requirements.
Well, the big deal about the mattress, well, it's all a big deal, but the thing I guess we need to talk about the most is the latex layering inside the mattress, and you can literally customize it to fit any softness that you want. You and your partner can have it completely different on each side of the bed.
That's right.
And it's simply big slabs of natural latex. Tell people about all that.
Sure. Natural latex is actually natural foam rubber, and it's made from the sticky sap of the rubber plant. And it's whipped in a centrifuge into a foam and poured into great big steam molds and baked. And they put pegs in different patterns and distances from each other at the base of these molds, and that's what creates a softer, medium, or firmer layer. And when we help people out, whether it's in person in one of the stores or even over the phone, we've gotten so practiced that we can do a good job that way. We ask a lot of nosy questions. We want to know about your height, your weight, whether you have broad shoulders, if you have any back issues, and if you do, whether that's nerve-related pain, such as from a ruptured disc, or whether it's just a tendency to backache, whether you may have arthritis or fibromyalgia, or also just subjectively what kind of surface feels best to you. We might have a couple where, for example, the woman may feel, I want to sleep on something that feels like a pile of marshmallows and cotton balls. That's what makes me happy. I'm the princess in the pea, and I want it just fluffy. And then her partner may think, well, that's really nice, but I've got an old athletic injury, and I don't mind a little surface softness, but I need some very stable support because of back issues that I have.
And even though it's natural latex, you can make it pretty firm. Too firm for a lot of people if you want it that direction. People may be wondering about where this thing is available. This is Laura Wallace. It's available for one place at the Green Living Shop that you can go to through dirtdoctor.com. Well, we'll talk about where all it's available across the country. It's no problem to buy it in mail order, I wouldn't think, at all, is it, Laura?
It's pretty remarkable. We talk with people for about 5 or 10 minutes over the phone and take a lot of notes about what they describe about their own selves physically and what feeling they're looking for. And then we configure the mattress, and within 7 days of the day we get their order, we ship it out. People also have a 3-month period where if they change their mind.
Tell you what, hold that. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
We need to take a break here, this heartbreak coming up. But that's a very important point that I don't think you get out of a lot of other systems. Well, I'm Howard Garrett. Telephone number if you want to talk to us, 866-444-3478. Talking about the beds and mattresses that I've had in the past that I didn't like so much and the one that I have now, that is great. It's called Savvy Rest, and we'll be back right after this. If you want our newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. We'll be back right after this. One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Howard Garrett for Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff. This is the company I recommend if you've had some hearing problems or if you've had trouble with hearing aids in the past. That's a fairly common thing. This is a better way to go. Telephone number for Affordable Hearing is 800-521-1592. You'll be able to take one of these high-quality hearing aids home and test for a while after you're getting your test from Affordable Hearing. Try it out for a week or so with no charge or obligations. You'll find locations for Affordable Hearing in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They can meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that would help. Their helpline is available 7 days a week to answer your questions, and also the number to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. 800-521-1592. They have the best quality equipment and the best prices for that equipment. That's why the name is Affordable Hearing.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Plant the seeds of vitality and good health with Dr. Ohira's Probiotics. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. That number is 866-444-3478. I'm visiting with Laura Wallace with the Savvy Rest Company, this mattress that I've been bragging about now for quite a while. You were making a point about something that's a very unusual feature of buying the mattress. If things don't go exactly right, people have an option, don't they?
They do. They do. We have a latex exchange program, which means that even though you can normally do a really good job by choosing the right layers for your body in one of our green store showrooms, if you don't, or if we guess it wrong, for example, you sleep on it for 2 months and you wake up one day and you say, you know, I really love it, but I wish I'd gone one layer softer or one layer firmer. Not a problem. You just call up Savvy Rest and say, I'd like to do a latex exchange. We ship you the new layer, and then when the box comes, you unzip the casing. There's a big brass zipper right around the top edge. You simply unzip it, remove the layer you'd like to swap out, and send one back and put the new one in. And that tends to give people a lot of reassurance because it's good to know you're not trapped by a showroom sensation, if you know what I mean.
I think it's a very good feature of your service, and I lucked out. I hit it perfect. I just love the way it feels, and I'm sleeping better than I have in a long time. It's really made a big difference.
That's terrific.
And I want to talk about the pillows a little bit because it's a little bit different situation. And Judy and I have come up with an idea that we're going to put in place, and I wanted to see what your take on that was. But
okay.
If people want to go lay down on one and really try it out correctly and all that sort of thing, there are places across the country where people can do that?
There are. If they go to SavvyRest.com, they'll see a button up in the right corner that says Find a Dealer. Just click on that, and you'll have a whole page with a long list by state.
Okay, great. It is available mail order through Green Living Shop on our website, but also the Green Living physical store is in the Lakewood area in Dallas, and that's a place where you can go and try out this wonderful mattress right there, and you'd love the store anyway.
Absolutely. If they're in your area, they should certainly go into Green Living.
Yes.
They can call us if they're not within an easy drive of a dealer, but anybody who's near one should definitely go in and experience it firsthand.
Sure. And the pillow thing, first of all, the pillows come to you and they're made out of the same material.
Right.
It's a munched up material that the slabs, the layers of the mattress are made out of. And they're pretty plump, which I think is a good thing.
Right.
Because you can take some of it out and make it any softness that you would like.
Exactly. You can customize the pillow, too, but you cracked me up calling it munched up because we've always referred to it as shredded latex.
Shredded.
But I think I might want to start calling it munched up.
Munched up is good. We, Judy especially, we travel a lot, and she likes to take her own pillow on trips, use on the plane and in the hotels. And there is enough material in the big one,
right.
Ones that we have to make the little travel pillows, which we're going to do.
So. We've heard quite a few people making themselves little organic pillows with what they remove, but we'd like to give you the option. They come very overstuffed and intentionally big.
I think it's a great thing you do.
Open the zippers, and you can take out some handfuls to make it customized to what height and feel of the fill that you like. We also have an organic wool filled pillow,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of molded latex ones if the shredded latex isn't up your alley. So there are a lot of choices.
One question I guess that comes up from time to time is that it does smell like natural latex, and some people, you know, there are people out there that are allergic to everything that exists in the universe, I guess,
right.
in one way
right.
or another. So some people might be bothered by that a little bit. I wasn't. I thought it was kind of pleasant. But if that is a problem, you can leave the latex uncovered for a while to air
right.
out. Is that right?
That's right. And just blow a box fan across it and have the window open, and it should dissipate within a week, maybe 2 weeks at the outside. Most people don't notice it. Those who do may be folks who are either particularly good bloodhounds, or they're maybe sensitive to chemicals, and their bodies have just gotten really almost a lot of adrenaline associated with any scent at all. But
right.
it's actually a natural plant scent.
I like it. It doesn't bother me at
yeah.
all. And it goes away pretty fast, I noticed, too, or I got used to it.
It does.
Now, yep. You told me that I haven't been exactly correct on saying that the Savvy Rest is totally immune to bed bugs, but let's talk about that a second. The bed
sure.
bugs won't be down in the latex anyway because they don't live there on any mattress. That surprised me a little bit. They're only on the surface.
Well, they can actually get on the surface of the latex. But the important thing for people to understand is that bed bugs aren't attracted to a mattress. They're attracted to a human
sure,
body.
Sure.
They're nasty little bloodsuckers. So there is no mattress that's really immune to bed bugs, unfortunately. It's just not. It's like saying that you could put your hand in a jar of mosquitoes and your hand would be special and they wouldn't be interested.
But actually, I can do that. Don't ask me why, but I can do that. But go ahead.
I believe you. The general idea is I'm not a bed bug expert, but I've read a great deal because people have such an intense state of anxiety about them, understandably. If you're in an area where there's been infestations, you're in a building where you know there is one, or you just have a high sense of alert about it, or travel a great deal, or afraid you might bring them in, the purpose for using a mattress encasement type of cover is that if there were a bed bug infestation and it were treated, then at that point when that mattress encasement type of cover were removed, your mattress would be pristine and you could start fresh. We don't actually manufacture one, but there are certainly very reputable places that do.
We've talked about those encasements and recommended them. I'm going to take a break, if you can stay with me, and come back and do a little completion of your report when we do after this break. Can you do that, Laura?
Sure.
Laura Wallace will be right back after this. Don't go away.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit Aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special of 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount, free same-day shipping, and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by going to Aquasana.com. That's AQUASANA.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, the Dirt Doctor back with you. And just to finish up with our guest, Laura Wallace, really appreciate you being with us today, Laura.
It's been a pleasure.
Give us your last thoughts about what people should know about this wonderful mattress, and then I better get back to helping people with their posy questions here.
You've got it. I think the most significant reason to consider a SavvyRest organic mattress is that in your indoor air, keeping it clean and pure in your bedroom, your body gets a chance to rest for a significant amount of time every 24 hours from air pollution that you really can't control. I don't think anyone drives an organic car. You've got to go out in the world, and there's some intake of chemical exposure that you're not going to be able to help. So if you create an organic nest in your bedroom and use an organic mattress, organic bedding, and keep that air clean and pure and non-off-gassing, your body gets a chance to recover over and over again.
Real good point. Some of the beds really do outgas some bad stuff. Some of the, let's say, the softer ones that are on the market out there are in that category.
That's right. Formaldehyde and God knows what else.
Some bad stuff. Well, thank you very much. I really do enjoy mine. I think it's great, and I'm going to continue to recommend it. So you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Howard, and you sleep well.
Okay. Thank you, Laura.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That is Laura Wallace with the Savvy Rest Company, and it is something special. Those of you, again, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or anywhere near coming to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the store that you can walk in and try this bed out, where you can try this bed out, is Green Living. It's in the Lakewood Shopping Center right by Lakewood, across the parking lot from Lakewood Theater. And they have a lot of wonderful things there that you'd like to see, too, all the things that I recommend, as a matter of fact. So check it out. Those of you around the country, like she said, go to the Savvy Rest website, SavvyRest.com, and find the location nearest you. And if all that fails, you can order it mail order from the Green Living Shop. And I wouldn't worry about that at all. Like I said, it's easy to fit. The layers of my bed are firm on the bottom and then soft on the top. They can explain to you how all that works. You can try it out, and if it's not perfect, you get to order a new one and send the other one back. So hope you enjoy that information. Let's in the bed when you get one. I know you will like that. Telephone number, wide open line for you to talk about whatever, Green Living, landscaping, gardening, pest control, a couple of things I need to catch up on, but not too much, so jump right on here and we'll get to you quickly. It's 866-444-3478, 866-444-3478. The poison of the week we've got on the website, which continues to be a popular kind of thing, is CCA chemically treated wood. Which has been banned for retail sales and use, but it's still on the market for certain kinds of things, especially this is really not good. It's okay to use it down on the coast around water because of the fact that things decay quicker down there, but that's the last place it ought to be used. CCA stands for copper chromated arsenic. And so we made it the poison of the week, even though it has been partially banned. The new chemical treatment doesn't have the arsenic and the chromium in it like CCA does, but it does still have copper in it, and a lot of copper can be a problem. And it doesn't last as long as something that I've just run into, and it's a wood that has a heat treatment. And I just met the people, Bob Webster, and I first started communicating about it on his show, and he told the folks to give me a call, which they have done. We had our first meeting, and we're going to be getting some of the wood in to use on some projects that I'm involved in, so you'll be able to see it and learn more about it, and then we'll be telling you about where it's available. It is a treatment that takes the protein and the sugars out of the wood. It basically is a heating and cooling and heating and cooling and heating and cooling process that kills the cells in the wood and changes the color a little bit. It's a darker color. It's real pretty. You can do it to any wood. They use a pine because it's inexpensive. But it sets up a condition on the wood where they can give you a 30-year guarantee if it's touching soil. It's amazing. It won't rot. The process takes all of the edible part of the wood away so that the microbes don't have anything to feed on and rot the wood. I think it's going to be just a fantastic tool for the community garden people because they can do it in 2x2s or 2x4s, but also in big lumber, 2x8s, 2x10s, and things like that, and just be fantastic to do the raised beds. And you can also do that at home. Those of you that are interested can email me about it, and I'll try to get you in touch with where to buy it right now. I don't even know where the best place is right now. I just wanted to tell you that it was coming up, and we're going to be probably talking about it quite a bit. It's a process, and the process can be used for any size wood. You can send them a design, and they can actually cut the wood for you and send it back to you already, you know, pre-cut and made ready to put together, or it can be sawed and used on site, obviously. So we'll keep you posted about that. And in the meantime, if you're still using regular treated wood, you may want to look at the website and check out what's wrong with this stuff called treated lumber. CCA in the past, and now the AQC or something is the new one that is admittedly less toxic than it used to be. But this new stuff is going to be, in my opinion, a whole lot better. It sounded like even 4x4 columns and vertical members could be treated this same way, but you can't go much larger than that. It sounded like it was the only holdback. And another really interesting part about this is that as opposed to Trex and Choice Deck and some of the other man-made woods that are out there, which are really good in a lot of ways and appropriate in certain situations, one is that this new process costs a whole lot less, and the wood is structural as opposed to Trex. You know, it's not structural. You can't build the base of the wood deck with it. I've got a wood deck at home, for example, that we're about to tear out to put this new stuff in because the undercarriage was rough cut cedar and it's rotted away and about to cave in. And it's the second time. So I'm kind of a slow learner, but we're going to put in this stuff this time, and we'll document the whole deal and have photographs for you on the website and the whole deal, so stay tuned for that. Somebody called in, and by the way, it's still open lines for you, so jump on here and let's chat at 866-444-3478. Somebody, Tina specifically, called in, want to know about planting iris bulbs and the location. Iris like full sun, and it depends on which kind of iris you buy. Some, like the Siberian iris, like very dry, normal bed preparation, don't even need real great bed preparation. And the Louisiana iris and some of the others like bog situations or being wet all the time. So where you put them from that standpoint depends on which iris you get. I like them all. They do have one limitation, and that is they don't bloom very long. They bloom in the spring. So there are other perennials that will last longer. The thing to do is to use some iris and use some salvia and use some rosemary and use a lot of different things that are going to be blooming at different times of the year. Rosemary will bloom for you in the winter, for example. And that's the best way to go. Have something blooming, different colors all through the season, and that's the way you get the most beneficial insects and pollinators and hummingbirds and all the things that you're trying to attract to the garden, is having a lot of different colors, a lot of different fragrances blooming at all seasons of the year. And we've got some pretty good information about all that on the website. For those of you that want the basic stuff, the basic organic program and the rose program and the edible flower information and all that just basic stuff, it's right on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Go into the organic guides, hit that button right on the homepage, and it'll pull those up and you can print them off. And then there's tons and tons and tons more information in the website itself. So check out that. And our newsletter, if you don't have it yet, it's free, comes out every week. I was going to chat quickly about that too. Free and a different subject each week. All you do is send us an email, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and you're on the list. We had more traffic on our website this week than we've had in a long time. It was almost triple, more than double the normal traffic, which is always good. And it was because of the newsletter. The newsletter was about the little beast that we were talking about, bed bugs. And I was going to put a strong kind of comment in there about how great the Savvy Rest was being immune to bed bugs, because that's what one of the people involved told me. But it's not the case, as Laura said. It's better than other beds. But what we have in the newsletter is what we recommend on the encasements, on the pest control products that are non-toxic that work so great, and all that kind of thing. We also had the largest number of people to say they didn't want the newsletter anymore, which I thought was fascinating. 25 people, which, you know, isn't any big deal out of 75,000 people. But usually we have one or two people that got it and didn't want to fool with it for whatever reason. Well, 25 this time, and I guess it's because they just didn't like my comments about it being so silly an idea to use toxic chemicals around your bed that you sleep on and breathe all night. They thought that was a silly idea, I guess. There's nothing else I can think of, because you can kill bed bugs very easily with non-toxic pest control products, EcoSmart and orange oil-based products and farm products and various things that are out there available to you. And the encasements are a physical way to do it. And like I was talking to Laura before the show, we were chatting about it a little bit, and I didn't get back to it on the air. The bed bugs are primarily after you, not after the bed. And if you get them on you, you clean with a nice non-toxic soap, rinse off with vinegar, with the apple cider vinegar, which I recommend anyway, especially when you're traveling, because it gets the soap residue off your body. And bed bugs, too. I'm Howard Garrett. Let's talk about whatever you'd like to chat about. The number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Munster Natural Pet Foods are very special products for your very special pets, dogs and cats. These products have all the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Natural preservatives throughout the product. Citric acid, rosemary extract, and natural tocopherols. Not just in the fats, as with a lot of dog foods, but throughout the product. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals. The blend gives your dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations for dogs: red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Latest addition is the yellow bag, which is the chicken and rice formula that contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients for your pets. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, recommending highly Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. And tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable, lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and David in Richardson is next up, or first up this hour. Hello, David.
Yeah, I was going to have to eat some crow.
And that is?
On a test on that hydrogen peroxide as a mosquito repellent.
Yeah.
I could never get it to go more than 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, worked at first, but didn't last, huh?
Yeah, it works at first, but didn't last. I wanted it to last longer, but I'll just have to eat crow on it.
Well, I appreciate you checking on it. We'll keep working.
Go on something else. I just noticed my Turk's caps, I'm not getting any fruit off of it. I got 3 berries off about 20 plants.
I didn't have a lot of fruit this year on the Turk's cap either. I guess there's something about the weather that they didn't like, David. Next time, and I didn't do a lot of that this year because they bloom fine without doing it, but if you will drench the root zone with Garrett Juice and Thrive, you'll definitely have a lot more fruit.
Well, I had a lot of flowers, a lot of hummingbirds liked them.
Yep, and, I did too, and I had some fruit. But producing the fruit, the Garrett Juice, probably more than the Thrive, really, will help to push it into production better.
Yeah, the year before I had a gob of fruit.
Yeah, it was the weather. No
question. Yeah, probably. Well, how can I find out how to get one of your persimmon trees?
Persimmon? Kevin, tell me you're talking about persimmon. You sure it wasn't jujube?
No, you said your persimmon tree made a bunch of big fruit and got some...
Well, my pomegranate...
Yeah, pomegranate.
Okay, that's pomegranate head. I can save some seed, and I guess I can throw that out to everybody. If people can send me some kind of a padded envelope or a envelope with some a bubble plastic or something, I'll be glad to send some pomegranate seed. I also have a whole lot of Mexican buckeye that we just collected off of our Mexican buckeye at the office. We've got some of that. We also have jujube seed off of my jujube, which produced like crazy this year. So any of those three. And also the fourth thing would be some ginkgo seed off of my famous ginkgo tree.
I'd have
to get a self-addressed stamped envelope. A padded envelope would be best so the seed don't get crushed or, you know, some of that bubble.
Okay, your address on your internet site?
The address is as follows. Post Office Box 140650, Dallas 75214. By the way, all those will grow anywhere in the country pretty much. So, self-addressed stamped envelope, padded is best so your seed don't get crushed, and I'll send you some. How quickly, I can't promise, but it's Post Office Box 140650, Dallas 75214.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
How could I test what's in a fig tree juice?
That helps you with skin problems and stuff? I don't know. I don't know what does it.
Well, I've lost 3 warts.
Yep, it'll take warts off, and people with those little precursors of skin cancer, the juice from figs, everybody's going to be running to the radio to hear this. The juice out of the end of a fig will burn them off. It hurts, but it'll burn them off. David, I need to help some other people, but thanks for calling.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
Talk to you later. We'll put that information, if we don't already have it, on the website as well. Don in Grapeland. Hey, Don.
Good morning. I've got a bunch of container plants, and I'm just having a great time with them.
Good.
And the flowers are just blooming, and when they die, do I pinch it off at the bottom of the bud?
What kind of flowers are we talking about?
Oh, Lord, I don't know, pink and white.
Okay.
That's about all I know.
The answer on pruning flowers that have that are spent once they stop blooming, you can usually cut perennials back pretty hard, and they'll bloom all over again.
Oh, great.
And that's no problem. There are a few that, you know, if I knew specifically what they were, you would need to be a little more careful about. But once they bloom, you can cut them back, and that forces them to try to grow and protect their progeny and set some more flowers and produce some more seeds.
Don't have to pinch it off of the bud. Go down deeper.
Oh, yeah, you can go down lower.
Okay.
And that makes it neater, tighter growth on the new growth.
Right,
okay?
Right. What I wanted to pass on to you is that these little flowers grow up about 8 inches tall, and some of them will kind of fall over a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I go out there and spray that sucker with Garrett Juice. Within an hour, it's standing up straight.
Garrett Juice is pretty remarkable. We're getting some feedback from our friends out in Florida right now, and things are still really actively growing out there, you know, and they're using the Thrive and the Garrett Juice on plants that aren't doing so good and just having remarkable turnaround. And we're delighted about that. We like helping people grow better plants.
Oh, man, I'm just having a ball doing it. And I got my garlic growing, and the stems are up about 4 inches high.
Good. That's how
they
should
be. I planted them in with some coleus, and they're growing up underneath there, doing great.
Good.
One other thing. Tropical John was going to look into nozzles. I want to spray pasture, and I've talked to you about this before. And he was going to check into those nozzle sizes.
Well, getting him to be on schedule, that's up to you, not up to me.
Well, if he's going to be on there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, he'll be on with us. The answer that I've already given you, Don, is get as big a nozzle as you can get.
I don't know what a big nozzle is.
Well, if you talk to the people that sell the nozzles, they can tell you. And the only thing that would be bad is to have nozzles that are too tiny so that the organic products that do have some particulate in the materials will jam up the nozzles. Just get the big ones and you'll be off and running.
Okay.
Let me put you on hold if you had something else you got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be around tomorrow for 3 hours of the Sunday show. If you don't get it at your radio station, listen online at dirtdoctor.com. We'd love to have you. We also archive everything so you can listen to podcasts of the previous shows right there. And if you want our newsletter, once again, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. That's all you have to do. And if you don't want it, after seeing it, let us know and we'll take you off the list. Enjoy your day.